There are several who suggested that FDR was wrong to intervene back in the New Deal. They're fighting battles that I thought were resolved a pretty long time ago.
The recession officially ended way back in June of 2009. So why are so many still out of work? Government has been very busy trying to fix the problem.
Bank bailout
programs to avoid foreclosure.
Cash for clunkers.
Auto industry bailout.
Economic stimulus.
Taken together, this bold, persistent experimentation has brought our economy back from the brink.
President Obama has a lot in common with the original bold, persistent experimenter.
It looks, my friends, like a real landslide this time.
Like President Obama, Franklin Roosevelt was a charismatic Democrat.
Roosevelt is the nation's idol here today.
Who replaced an unpopular Republican during a time of crisis.
Roosevelt's National Recovery Act has brought forth the pledge of millions to aid his program.
And like Obama, FDR championed a slew of policies aimed at getting people back to work.
I stand or fall by my refusal to accept a permanent army of unemployed.
Today, many credit FDR with rescuing America from the Great Depression. But there's plenty wrong with that view, says UCLA economics professor Lee Ohanian.
What's wrong with that view is that private sector jobs didn't come back under FDR.
Americans often forget how long the Great Depression lasted, says Ohanian, who specializes in economic crisis. Unemployment stood at 17% in 1939, a decade after the infamous stock market crash.
The 1930s was much worse than today.
But Ohanian sees some parallels.
Productivity is rising very rapidly today in the 1930s. The banking system has largely been restored both today and the 1930s. So the key puzzle for both the 1930s and today is, why aren't private sector jobs being created at a much more rapid rate?
Uncertainty may have something to do with it.
Uncertainty is an enemy of job creation. In a world with a lot of uncertainty, there's a sense to wait and see.
Wait and see what Washington's next experiment will be.
We've been waiting for a year. This process started 1 year ago. And the last 6 months has been a monthly what's going to happen.
Today's the day CEO Joanne Garneau has spent a year waiting for, the announcement of a new Federal Trade Commission regulation.
It's very anxious for us, obviously.
Garneau heads up Nationwide Support Services, which employs about 250 people. The company teaches financial literacy and helps those who are in debt but can't afford credit counseling and don't want to give up and declare bankruptcy.
It's going to dictate to us how our business moves forward.
Garneau hopes to hire more employees, but the new regulation will determine that.
And, if we stay in business.
The future of her company depends on one question that will be answered today. Will the FTC forbid her from charging fees until after a customer's debt is settled?
I don't know of any business that can go for 2 or 3 years without actually getting any income coming in.
We move into a conference room and wait to hear the official announcement from the FTC chairman and Vice President Joe Biden.
So, there's your answer.
But Garneau learns the news from a press release issued just before the press conference.
So it's basically a rulemaking that is aimed at putting us out of business. That's what it says.
It's what she feared most, a fee ban.
It's going to force more people into bankruptcy. It is going to affect our industry and putting people out of work.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden.
But with the news already known, the official announcement is anticlimactic.
This is part of the commitment President Obama is making to the American people.
Garneau is already thinking about finding out what else is in the new regulation.
We're about ready to start sorting through and see what all this means.
All 229 pages of it. And this is just one regulation, a tiny one by Washington standards.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
How will Obamacare end up affecting companies? Or the 2,300-page financial overhaul? What if taxes go up?
So it's pretty difficult sometimes to manage your business because you're trying to manage forward and you have to look over your shoulder to see if what's coming at you.
There very much is a sense of deja vu about this.
Depression-era polls suggest that business owners held back from hiring because they were frightened by the New Deal. And you may be surprised at who else developed some second thoughts.
One item that people don't really know about is that FDR totally turned his view about his New Deal and about the effectiveness of the economic policies that he had put in place in the early 1930s.
FDR experimented on the economy for nearly two terms before private sector job growth started increasing.
A lot of the increases we started to see in the U.S. economy that started around 39, 40, 41 were because some of these New Deal policies were coming off.
But by that time, FDR's policies had already prolonged the Depression by 7 years, according to Ohanian's research.
It was Roosevelt's anti-market policies that prevented private sector job creation.
And what about Obama's policies?
Things are still tough. They just aren't as bad as they could have been. They could have been a catastrophe.
We don't have the parallel universe where we could run the other experiment, where we have the same type of downturn, but we don't do the stimulus plan. We don't do some of these other plans.
Today, unemployment has remained above 9% for 17 months and counting. Just two more months at that rate, and it'll be the longest stretch of severe unemployment since the Great Depression.
People kind of say, yeah, but unemployment's still at 9.6. Yes, but it's not 12 or 13.
Once unemployment finally does improve, will Obama receive credit for rescuing America from the Great Recession?
You've got to say, yes, we can.
Or blame for prolonging the crisis?
We didn't get much employment recovery in 1930s. We're not getting much today.
Few jobs, but lots of action.
Time for action is now.
This nation is asking for action, and action now.
Voters do like action. Remember, FDR won re-election 3 times. We'll see if the same strategy works for President Obama and the politicians of both parties who favor bold, persistent experimentation. For Reason TV, I'm Ted Ballacher.